Okay, we're continuing Chazara. Bez Hashem, Sunday, we'll have regular Shir, Chazara, continuing. Yeah, we're going to have Shir in the morning. Shavuos. Yeni Shavuos. Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay. Okay, do you have a package of gimel for me? Okay. Tain, question 11, page 7. Tain, Bir Maril Diskin. Hayoshin Tachas Asuka. It says in the Mishnah, Lo Yotzu Yidei Chovoso. So the Maril Diskin, why want to explain? What did it say by Yoshin? If it was said it by Achila, it says, okay, you didn't do a good Achila, so you have to do an Achila again, like the first night if you ate underneath. So Lo Yotzu Yidei Chovoso. But what's I to speak about Lo Yotzu Yidei Chovoso by sleeping? Am I going to sleep again? I have to sleep again. Just say, Asu Lishen Tachas Amita. So he wants to say that the chiyuv is on other people. That if somebody sees somebody sleeping in the sukkah underneath the mita, so now they have a chiyuv to take the mita away, or to wake him up and so he should sleep on top of the mita. And even if a person fell asleep on Erev Sukkos, outside the sukkah, the heter still in mechuyev to maorer, to wake him up. So that's what it means. For Yotzi Rechavasom means that you don't fulfill your requirement of waking up your, if you just let him sleep there. Yashin Tachas Sukkah means you let your friends sleep under the sukkah. So they point out that this Maral Diskin obviously is against Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you can, you know, you let him sleep. You can even carry him out. So certainly you can let him sleep underneath the mita. Then we had another the Mishnah that says that if you have Nesarim, Arba Tfachim, it's kosher, versus it doesn't divide up the sukkah, but you can't Belachal Yishin Tachtav, but you can't sleep under the that area. In other words, Kzeiros Nesarim is four tefachim. So, but the Kzeiros Nesarim is, it doesn't pass the sukkah, but it means you can't sleep under. So, what does it mention sleeping? What does it say? Blacha lo yochal tachtav. What's again? What's this idea of lo yishin tachtav? So, Tosfos Yontif says it mentions lo yishin tachtav the feel aray asher. But the Maril Diskin in the Tshuva says that the idea is that you can sleep next to the Nesser, and you're not afraid that in the middle of the night you're going to turn over and go under the Neser. Because we're not afraid. So he says it's interesting that if a person fell asleep outside the sukkah, so you have to wake him up. And we don't say it's mitzvah. But if a person was in the sukkah, and then he, in the middle of the night, turned over, and now he's under the neser, so then he says you can leave him alone. Because that's mitzvah. He says, Masha osa be'esha hu yashen, leiz be'i mishum chutz l'sukkah. Because, in other words, whatever he does during sleeping, we're not worried about. There's no responsibility. Even though if he had Shainas Harai, Chutz L'Sukkah, then it turns into a Shainas Keva, we are responsible. But there, you started out outside the Sukkah. The Lobok Klaal Mishan was meh. And that's how he learns Pshat. Interesting. Then we saw, but the other pshat is very interesting. So there are two marial discs. One is about that you can't yashin tachas amita. And we said, "Lerotzo yidei chovoso" means if you let him stay there, you the friend, "Lerotzo yidei chovoso" of your responsibility for your fellow Jew. Interesting pshat against Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And the other pshat is "lo yishin tachta" means he can't go, he can't sleep under the nester, but he can sleep next to it, and we're not afraid he's going to twirl under.
Why is it different there than somebody falling asleep outside the sofa? Why?
Because there he was. There he started outside, so he, the Chazal made a halacha that you can't sleep outside the sukkah, even Shainas Harai.
Right.
So then you can leave him alone. How do you determine what?
Maybe he initially
started
sleeping.
Okay, you mean, so we know, say we know.
And that's what means more than Dalit Fakhim.
Dalit Fakhim. Dalit Fakhim.
Yeah.
Then, then we say, "Ten divrei atrumas adeshen l'gabi sukkah she'in yochel lasos pishut yadayim v'raglayim." So, as the trumas adeshen has an interesting question, he says, "What if you have a small sukkah? It meets the criteria of Zion al Zion, but you won't be able to really prostrate yourself." So he says, "So maybe that's called mitzvah." So he says, "No, that's not mitzvah, because that's the shear of a sukkah. So obviously that means that you're kind in such a sukkah. Ah, you'll be a little uncomfortable." No, no. Those are the days. They used to rough it a little bit more. I don't know.
But isn't it said that even if there's mosquitoes and stuff that you could even that's considered?
Right.
So why is that then?
Like, yeah,
you
know, different. Yeah, some people, you know, in the middle of the night, they, you know, punch up a little bit, you know. But then there's another Truma Sedeshin. What happens if in the middle of the night the lights come up, the candle and the sukkah, or this happens to people, you know, they set a Shabbos clock, and in the middle of the meal it goes off. But sometimes even before the meal started, it goes off. So is that a p'tur? Is that a p'tur? So he says, Yir dadas nota d'shari. He thinks it's mutter to go in. Unless it's very, why don't you go to a friend's house? Because it's mitzvah to go to your friend's house. People like to be in their own house. So he says that if it's time, you go home. So we saw that the Kuri Yaakov says no. There's no such thing as mitzvah outside of the sukkah. Mitzvah means only if in the sukkah you're uncomfortable, that's called mitzvah. But it's not called mitzvah to what? To go to someone else. That's not the din of mitzvah. Mitzvah is only the din of the sukkah. So how come the din is that if in the middle of the night you went in because it was raining, then you don't have to go back? So he says that's the din of teshuv kulin tadiru. That's a din. Like it was raining in the middle of the meal, that's a din of, just like if it would rain in your kitchen, you would leave, go to a different room, so you'd probably finish the meal in a different room also. But that's not a din of mitzvah, because the mitzvah there would be to move back into the place where you are. That he's saying mitzvah is only a din of the sukkah. The fact that you don't have to go back, that's a separate din of teshu tadduru. So therefore he says, that if the lights go off in your sukkah, he thinks the Truma Sedeshin is wrong. That you should have mimuchuyev to go to someone else. It's a tircha to go there. So that's it. The din of mitzvah is not said about getting to the sukkah. The mitzvah is about in the sukkah. Let's from some point that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav that a part of the tour of Shena, not to have to do Shena in the sukkah, is what? Is because he's going to have to bring quilts and things, and that's a tircha. So he held, at some point that I'm sure that he held differently than this Alter Rebbe.
So with the Bikur Yaakov, the Maisa would partly you because of Teish Bein, he would still partly you for different reasons, right?
Well,
Bikur Yaakov,
yeah,
would partly you because of Teish Bein, not because of Mitzvah. Yes, he would not partly you because of Mitzvah, he could still partly you to go to the friend because of Teish Bein.
No. He says that they, in Tukva Shein of Yashin Chutzal Sukha and Tarach Lakitsu Bisham Mitzdaya. That's what Shayak members in Mitzdaya. Yeah, so even though it's a tircha, so what? But you could tie into like the Truma Sadesha said, you might be mitzvah even when you're in the guy's house, because you're not friendly with him. So but he's saying that he thinks that if the lights go off, you have to go to some a different sukkah, even if it's a little tircha. Yeah. Against the Truma Sadesha. He said, Tamad Yom Sak Truma, Tim Kovul Oneir, Sins Harach Lesuch Levei, and Yish Torah Kod, went over. Because it could be that if you mitzvah because you don't like these people, so then that's a tzar in the sukkah. But if it's just a tircha to get there, but once you'll be there, you'll be fine. Then he says you mechuyev to do it. You mechuyev to matriach because mitzvah is not a din in getting to the sukkah. A din in the sukkah. Like if you're in a living apartment building and it's hard to, you know, some apartments have a Shabbos elevator as well. But say you don't want a shabbos, you don't use a Shabbos elevator. So it's a big tircha to schlep everything down to get to the sukkah. But so what? That you don't, there's no din of mitzvah getting to the sukkah. Mitzvah is only when you're in the sukkah and it's not enjoyable because of bugs or high rain or whatever it is.
Or if you don't get along with the guy, with the other.
If you don't get along with the guy in the sukkah next door, then that's a legitimate mitzvah. That's a legitimate sign. But if you know that you can go to a sukkah 10 blocks down and you'll get along fine, it's just a schlep to have to go to the 10 blocks.
Yeah.
But the Truma Sadeshin says no, there's a din of mitzvah even on going to the sukkah. That's why the Truma Sadeshin Paskin, if the lights goes out, you can go home. Truma Sadeshin is psa. Well, yeah, you woke him up. Well, it was raining.
It was raining.
Yeah.
Good start.
Because that's as true as a dish. Ferrari's telling over a story that one night Rav Soloveitchik was by his father and it was raining, so he went to sleep inside. Then in the middle of the night it stopped and Rav Soloveitchik's father woke him up. So Rav Soloveitchik asked his father, but it's tired to go to the sukkah. So he said, no, it's tired. There's only a din... in the sukkah, not getting to it, but that's a separate halakha because there's still another din of Teishu Kein Taduru. So Teishu Kein Taduru, that's even by getting to the, you know, of course the halakha is if you fell asleep, it was raining and you fell asleep, the halakha is you don't have to go back. But the Bikur Yaakov is saying it's not because of Mitzvah, it's because of Teishu Kein Taduru. That usually when you leave, and that's the normal, not also Mitzvah, because of. So the bottom line is, it still seems to be a little strange what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik did. Because that's a din. Everyone agrees to that din, right? If it was raining and then you went inside, and you went to sleep, then you don't have to stop in the middle of the night. You don't have to go back in. Yeah. Your neighbor's dog is barking? You mean you're annoyed from his barking?
Is that considered outside of the
No, that's in, I guess that's in the sukkah. Because the noise is in the sukkah. Okay. So Bez Hashem on Sunday we'll continue Chazara.